Okay, cinnamon mandel, it's bitters, brachas, levam, sharkan, associated with sefer suda. So brachas, the things that you eat and drink during the suda. Salim, kaveh, ikr sudasa, ala peres, shayokin, ala pas. If you kaveh the ikr suda on peres, that you're going to eat it with pas, meaning, I guess you're having a fruits, I don't know what exactly it is. Kimachem ikr suda, since it's the ikr suda, niftar mebirchas become popular with birchatz. Even if the fruit was not on the table, meaning if you, the ikar of your meal, you planned on having fruit, so then that's so then you hamotzi pasim here. But you have to make sure that your initial eating of the peres is with bread, right? And then you don't have to make a bracha on it. There's a lot of confusion with this. I'm confusing myself with what exactly this is. So it's saying that you're doing the ikur with peiros, right? So, but you still have to make sure you eat a little bit of the bread with the peiros, and then you can continue eating the peiros without having to worry about making a broth, and you don't have to eat bread with it. But the previous sif gimel, we said you can't do this, right? You can't just start your meal with peiros. With fruit, you can't just start eating your fruit with a little bit of bread. You have to continue eating the bread the whole time. That was what the Kutsa said. The difference is that here it's your main part of your meal. Right there, it was not the main part of the meal, and therefore you have to eat a lot more bread in order to make the fruit be included in the breakfast on the bread. Hey, pay us.
Starting.
What's the reason why? Oh, I don't know. Why are you eating? I guess you decided. Yeah. Some people don't have, I would think some people don't have soup or challah. They have fruit soup in the summer. I've heard of people doing it. No, you have to eat bread because of your soup, like we said, promise. Yeah. I think. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I feel bad whoever participates in the suda. That much I can tell. Maybe two Rishvat. Yeah, maybe. Or people also have these bracha sudas where they make tons of bracha levatolos. I mean, I hope it's not bracha levatolos, but it's possibly that it is. They make these like brachas get together. Maybe they wash before. But they don't know where the hell this brachas. Yeah. Hey, okay, so pairs of mushal and let's say cooked fruit, like fruit soup and that type of thing. Mushrugin lavasho bain and basar, bain beloy basar, whether it's with meat, whether it's without meat, yesh lechem man betchilo b'soif, ketzas and pas. You have to eat the beginning and the end with a little bit of pas. Pas. In the middle, you can eat without bread, the ain and sweet and the bracha, and it will not be the bracha. Right? So that sounds like soup. Soup type of thing, so you could not soup like chicken soup, but fruit soup, whether it has meat in it or not. I don't know what type of soup that would be exactly, but the point is that it's also like a suffix whether it's part of a meat suda. So you start with the bread and you end with the bread, right? And in the middle, you don't have to have bread. But maisa took a kichen. We had this before. Sugar, what do you call it? What's it called? Kichel. Kichel, tort. Mandelkirchen, right, almond cake, okadaima, and oichelman, machmas ravan, kadelispoimahen. If you're eating them because you're hungry in order to be satisfied, ain't itself levarchalim, meaning basically it's dessert, right? So if you're eating dessert, all these types of cakes, and you're going to use it to be full, then you don't make a bracha. Avalim, oichelman, raku, tainug. But if you're eating them, for tainug, which is, I'm assuming, most of us by dessert. Most of the cakes and stuff that we eat by dessert are for tainug. Right? So it's a subic bracha. It's roi for a person when he's making a bracha. Liftar all of this, anything that from these types, which I think. Nowadays, I think that's built in because it's so expected to have desserts, to have cake, and then these type of things that it's almost expected that it's included in your bracha v'amotzi. You're including this in it. Fine. Zion. After the finishing of the suda, before you bench, you drink coffee in order to help the food digest. You need to make a bracha v'shayna. Because when you're having coffee, that's not considered part of the suda. Even though we said yesterday that drinks are considered part of the suda. Right, so still it's a what do you call it? It's fine, meaning it's here it's fine. Well, not fine, meaning it's not part of the suda because you didn't mean to satiate yourself or anything like that. The best thing to do is to make a bracha on a little bit of sugar, make shahakol on that in order to be pater the coffee. Now, it's that the equivalent for bizman hazeh would be to make a bracha on candy. That's what a lot of people do. Before any shahakal dessert, like ice cream or ices or those type of things, so they just have a jelly bean or something like that. And then that's for sure you make a bracha on because that's not part of the suda. Then you don't have any shilas. Fine. Siman mem daled din mayim afroinu brichas hamazon. You can take a spoon, right? That's essentially just a fancy, yes. It's about as unhealthy as a spoonful of sugar, probably more unhealthy. So din mayim afroinu brichas hamazon uba yud tesifin. So din mayim afroinu harbi makilim. Din mayim afroinu, there are many that are lenient. Aval nachon, meaning the reason for them to be lenient is because there's no the reason why you wash mayim afroinu is because of this melach saltonis, right? The heavy salt and get into your eyes and damage you, right? So my friend, there's many matilins that nowadays we don't have that salt. It is the proper thing to all Yerushalayim to be careful. Thanks, you can little Ella Atperik bays minat voice, and you don't have to wash only up till the second joint of the fingers. The yashbu yada of and you should before you dry them, you should make your hands lower, right, so that it flows off the fingers. And the one who's leading the benching is he should wash my requirement first. Fine. Bays ain't nothing I got because with the grow holes the whole hand. I don't remember if the Mishnah brings the whole hand. I don't know. Fine. Hey, ain't no done. I got to be character. But welcome to the Adam Hofen. We don't. You're not. Shouldn't wash mine. I don't know. He's asking about the thumb. How far up do you go to thumb? There's only one knuckle on the thumb. Right. Okay. Base. Ain't no done. I got to be character. But welcome to the Adam Hofen. You should not wash. And on the ground where people walk. That's why sometimes you see people wash mayim achronim under the table. And they should ruach rosher on because there's bad spirits that are on this water. These waters. Aliyito say kli, you should wash it into a kli, a tachas a shulchan, or under the table. Right? That's that people don't walk there. Oh, you might move the tables. The assumption is by then the water is going to be dried up. And then you dry the hands, and after that you make a brisa samozin. And you should not be masik between washing and brisa samozin. You don't remove the tablecloth and the bread until after brisa samozin. So that the bread will be put on the table. During Birkas HaMotzeh, meaning you want to leave some bread on the table because you want to show that the Rebbeinu Shalom is so generous with us that there's even leftover bread. Elisha told his helper, eat and leave over. Abrafa could not work on something that's empty. Unless there's something there for it to be challah. What do you have in the house? So I don't know why people, Rabbanim and Gedolim, when they have to give a bracha, I don't know why they don't tell the people, well, I need to have something to put the bracha on. Right? So if you only, yeah, but the person, if you're not a real person, because you're not being an Erlich HaYid, so there's nothing for the bracha to be challah. You don't like that. Yeah. He busts him a dumb, but that may, if that's all you are, then that's I don't know. Fine. Dalit. I never heard of anybody being mocked, but actually I did hear some people being mocked. The minig is to remove the knives from the table before Birchas HaMazon in order to cover them up. Yeah, Shulchan Dorman the Mizbeach, because the Shulchan similar to Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, Nemar, Leisonifalei, and Barzil, you don't put any metal on their Mizbeach. The Fishai Barzil, Mekatsu Yom Shal Adam, because metal shortens the life of a person, but Mizbeach, Marach Yimei Adam, and the Mizbeach is Marach. Vein no v'din, Sheyunot HaMekatsim Ala Marach, and it's not a din that you should put something that shortens people's lives on things that lengthen people's lives. Gam. A shulchan marach yom shaladam. The shulchan lengthens the life of people. The mechaber of enosim is mechaber the avinus. Achnasas arkham and achnasas arkham. Shegod of chaytas of legima to mashish because the koyah of giving food is brings the shchina. All right. I mean, if you have guests in your house and you get guests in your house that brings the shchina. So then you don't shouldn't be putting knives on your table when you bench. But on Shabbos and Yomtiv, the minhag is not to cover them. Because during the week, we cover them over because of the koyach of Esav, whatever that means. And the Shabbos and Yomtiv ain't satan, ain't pegara. On Shabbos, there's no satan, and there's none of these bad guys. Right, Umin Hagen Shay Yisrael Torah, and the meaning of Yisrael is Torah, and therefore, on Shabbos you don't have to hide. Right, now he doesn't bring. No, but he doesn't bring the other reasons. No, that a person might get, no, because yeah, you might stab yourself. No, but the pizza doesn't bring it. Yeah, Mr. Roof for sure does. I don't know why the pizza doesn't bring it, being that reason. I mean, the other reason is because we're afraid, halavai by all of us, that it should be so painful, the korban, that we're afraid that if you have a knife on the table, that you're going to have, that you might stab yourself. So therefore, you don't have it on the table. But on Shabbos, you could have it on the table because there's no avelos on Shabbos, so you'd be if there's less of a risk. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over there. Yeah. Yeah. According to that opinion, yes. What?
It's
What?
also others.
What are the on the no, it's no. Stam that it's a mizbeach having nothing to do with anything. It's just the table, like a mizbeach.